continuing coverage of Norwalk and Newton High School softball. Joined now by Norwalk head coach Bo Livingston. The Warriors get the sweep tonight, 10-0 in game one, a four-inning game, and a little tougher battle in game two. You end up winning it 7-4. It was a game of the long ball by both teams. And just what are your, I guess, final or your impressions of this one overall tonight, opening up conference play with the sweep?
Well, you know, it's good to get on the board in the conference. Obviously, we have a long way to go, both with the season and with our team. You know, we got to get a lot better, and we know that. And it's going to be a work in progress here for, you know, for the first few weeks, and got to iron some things out and find what the right mix of players are. But overall, just really pleased. I thought it was kind of like a grinder-like performance in that second game. You know, we got some, you know, we'll probably throw six pitchers throughout the course of the year, you know, so letting those kids, the young kids, work through situations, you know, having to battle through a little adversity and still getting outs and finding a way to win. And so I thought that part was really good.
Well, last year you had the really dynamic 1-2 pitching punch with Olivia Doherty and Carly Brewer. Now Brewer's solidified herself as the ace of the team this year. She had the one hitter in your opener on Monday night with the 14 strikeouts. How long did she go tonight? What did you see from her?
So we threw a no-hitter in the first game. She went 3. And then Allie Williams, the freshman, came in and closed it out in the fourth. You know, so it was a no-hitter. And in game one, Allie came in and did a nice job, and Carly was pretty dominant there for the first three. And so, yeah, like I said, we got, you know, a freshman and a sophomore out there tonight for the first time, first varsity experience in the circle. I thought both handled it well. I think Lily might have thrown an inning last year, so she's relatively new as well. And then we have Hadley Michael and Cambry Livingston that will both do some throwing for us as well.
Yeah, Leah Crick tonight, Lily and Garvey, they split game two. Leah goes four innings, gives up the bomb there in the first inning to Max Sims, a good hitter, but really recovered nicely, and I think she retired the last 9 or 10 batters she faced.
Yeah, so I think that's the important thing. That's the growth we're going to make, obviously. You know, at the lower level, sometimes you can be dominant, and then every team we play at the varsity level has good players. You know, Max Sims is a really good hitter. You know, the Chloe Swank's a really good hitter, and they have a few other nice players as well. And, you know, being able to bounce back and work through that and not get frustrated and trust your teammates to, you know, defensively, we're, you know, I feel like we're pretty strong, and just trusting the people behind you and making good pitches. So, like I said, I thought it was really good to get those kids some experience, and then also really good for both her and Lily to have to work through some trouble and find their way out of jams.
And Lily, and yeah, a little control issues early, walked a couple, maybe hit one, but got better as it went along, and then finished with a really good seventh inning there. Did give up a single, but ended the game with her first strikeout.
Yeah, you know, that's great. And she had a big smile coming off the field there, so it was a relief. And again, you know, you got to remember as a coach that these kids are new to this scene, and there's some nerves, you know. So I think she had a walk and a hit batter there to start when she came in the fifth, I believe, is when she came in. And, you know, I went out and talked to her and just tried to calm her down and say that, you know, just trust, make good pitches. You know, that's all you have to do is make good pitches. And all six of them, you know, they're able to make good pitches, you know. So if they can just get that mindset of not being so result-oriented, but just make good pitches, and, you know, we're good enough everywhere else that we can take care of them.
Let's talk about your lineup and kind of transition from tonight into looking at the season. It's an interesting mix of seasoned veterans and newcomers out there. And the veterans were on tonight, Maddie Gullion homered in that game one. And then in game two, Nia Holbert leads it off with a home run. She hits two home runs in the game. And then Bailey Birmingham, if she'd gotten to hit again, may have gotten a cycle. She had a triple home run and single in her three at-bats, four RBIs, two runs scored, and some gems out there at shortstop.
Yeah, she's obviously a complete player, and we're going to have to be led by those players. You know, Nia, I think she went 0 for 4 opening night, and maybe 1 for 3 in the first game, and in between, right before she went up to bat there in that first inning, she was like, what am I doing wrong? And I was like, just be Nia. All we need you to do is be Nia, quit pressing, just be Nia. And she hit that first pitch about 270 feet, I think, out there sailing over in right center.
So as we look ahead towards this season, you lost a great senior class. I mean, you've lost some good classes over the years, but really last year had a lot of talent in it. How are you going to mix in some of these new players, and how are they gelling in so far?
Well, we've got a ways to go, you know, in all aspects of that. You know, I'm not really sure what we'll look like at the beginning of the or at the end of the year. We're trying to figure it out. You know, I think we have talent, and we know we have talent, but we just got to find the right mix of players, and you know how we utilize you know certain people in certain situations, and you know, so these first couple weeks are going to be part of that process of figuring those things out, you know, and it's going to be a player-led program. We know that, you know, some of those seniors like Carly and Maddie and Naya and Bailey are going to have to lead us to where we're going. But it's going to be exciting because this is different. We're going to be a different team than we were a year ago. But I still think we can be a really, really good team. But we just got to find the right pieces to the puzzle. And I don't know if we have it figured out yet, but we're gonna try some different things until we figure it out and until it feels right.
So maybe a little bit behind where you were last year at this time, but yeah. Possibility of getting by the end of the season to where you were last year.
No doubt. And obviously, and then, you know, when you get to the end of the year and you put yourself in those one game situations and you can put Carly Brewer in the circle, you know, we feel like we're going to be in every game. You know, we're going to have an opportunity in every game. And that's the benefit of having someone as talented as Carly that you can put out there in those situations. But also on the other side of things, you know, that's why these doubleheaders are fun, because we're gonna develop some kids, and you know, that are gonna be a big part of our future, and I think they can obviously play a key role this year as well. And just been really fortunate, you know, to those last couple of years that we've been dominant in one and two, and now we're gonna have to, like we saw tonight, we're gonna have to split games and try to piece things together, you know, maybe once or twice through the lineup, and then give them something different to look at as those kids continue to grow. And then, you know, when they become juniors and seniors, then they can be those dominant people in the circle as well.
Yeah, because obviously you don't want Carly going, you know, some crazy amount of innings this year, like 200. You're gonna develop that depth behind her as you use those younger pitchers. But what have you seen from her so far? I mean, it's obviously early in the year. Is she throwing harder? Is she a smarter pitcher out there? What do you think she's going to look like out there by midseason?
I think she's going to be dominant. She's worked really hard on a changeup. You know, that was kind of the missing piece to her, you know, arsenal, is being able to change speeds at the level of a changeup. You know, she throws a really good drop ball. She throws a really good rise ball. And obviously she throws really hard. So being able to, you know, show just a totally different speed is going to be what I'm excited for, you know, and first couple nights we haven't really used it a whole lot just because she hasn't needed it, but obviously you know, last night against Centennial she threw it a few times. There's going to be obviously, you know, 5 to 10 games throughout the course of the year where she's going to have all her pitches available, and probably tomorrow night will be one as well.
All right, let's talk about what's coming up next. You did lose one game this week. Ankeny Centennial last night was rained out in the second inning. Any plans to make that one up yet? Or
we had a conversation today. There's some potential. There's one potential date, but we're also scheduled to play them at the DCG tournament in late June, either early July, and the date that works kind of butts up against that. So I'm trying to work through DCG to see if they'll allow us to play somebody else if we play Centennial right before that. So still working on it. Hopefully it'll work out.
And then Southeast Polk here tomorrow night.
Yep.
And that'll end week one. What's next week look like?
You know, ADM is going to be the big one. You know, on, I believe, Tuesday night, Monday night, I think we travel to Pella Christian. And then I think maybe a Oski doubleheader in there or something as well. You know, I think Monday and Tuesday we're at Pella Christian for a doubleheader, and then back home versus ADM, which will be a really good game as well. You know, Lauren Hagenorn is probably one of the top pitchers in the state, and she'll be here Tuesday night, so it should be fun.
Absolutely, and that conference race will heat up here in the next few weeks as well. What do you feel like that looks like? That it's been you and DCG the last few years. Is that the the teams that should be at the top again?
Yeah. You know, Indianola is going to be improved. I think Pella is going to be improved. I think they played a doubleheader tonight. So interesting to see how that played out there, because I think Pella is going to be improved. And, you know, Indianola swings it so well, and they're going to have a really potent lineup. And it'll be interesting to see if they, you know, have brought their pitchers along, you know, to if they get the pitching, then they're going to be towards the top as well.
All right, doubleheader sweep tonight for Norwalk here at home against Newton, 10-0 and 7-4. Any final thoughts on this 3-0 start?
No, it's just finally good to have you back out here. Maybe the rain can stay away. We can get out of school. It's been a long few days with trying to balance school and getting the field ready and the rain and all those things. So it's you know, the joys of high school coaching.
And teaching, yeah. You're saying the kids are ready to be out.
Yeah, everybody's ready to be done.
All right, that's Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston. Thanks for your time.